Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Chav Zayin. We left off on daf Chav Vav Ambez Ula Rava Di Amar, just a couple of lines, four lines from the end of the page. Today's shir is sponsored, first of all, by my family, Lezecher Nishmas, my grandmother, whose yard site is today, Fega Bas Rabbi Yisrael Yaakov, and also by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also by Molly and Jordan Gelman, for everyone who is sick with the virus to have a speedy recovery and that Mashiach should come soon in our days. And also by Jerry Gross, in honor of a dear cousin, Kalman Yekutiel ben Miriam Peril, and Harav Aryeh Zev ben Edel, who are both battling the COVID-19 virus. And in the Zuchus of the Daf Shir, they and Kol Cholei Am Yisrael should be zocha to a Rufur Shlema Bekarov Mamish. Also by Chananya Aryeh, Lizecher Nishmas, his sister, Aviva Rachel Bas Emmanuel, Aviva Aryeh, and his yard site is today. And also by Ron Markovitz, Lizuchus Rufur Shlema, for a father of a dear friend, Yosef David Ben Yeta Miriam. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship, all the Cholim Sheva Rufur Shlema, all the Neshamel Sherev and Aliyah, and we should see Rufuos and Yeshuos for all of Klal Yisrael Be'ezras Hashem. So we're holding at Ularava Da'amar, four lines from the bottom of the page. First thing we're going to discuss is the source for each Shita, whether Shar Begadim, that are 3x3 Tvachim, are Mekabel Tumas Shratzim, meaning we know certainly Tumas Negaim doesn't happen by Shar Begadim, like we discussed yesterday. But what about just regular Tumah? If a Sheretz touches Tumas Maga, Sheretz touches a Beget. So if it's 3x3 Tvachim, it's Machlokas, whether Shar Begadim can become Tameh, whether a non-Semer Pishon Beget can become Tameh with Tumas Shratzim when it's 3x3 Tvachim. So we're going to explain the basis for each Shita. Then we're going to have a Stira between two Brises that are both Tana Debei Rabbi Shmael's, whether Shar Begadim can become Tameh. And we're going to have three approaches to how to deal with that stira. Do you say, okay, it's a stira, it's a machlokas between two brises, or are there different ways of reconciling that stira? And that's going to lead us into a discussion when we go through the third way of reconciling that stira, of which begadim are chayiv and tzitzis, both in terms of semer opishtim versus shar minim, as well as in terms of ksus laila. Is a nighttime beged chayiv and tzitzis? A ksus suma is a beged that's from a blind person that's owned by a blind person who's unable to fulfill a re'isimo, so he can't see. Is that going to be chayiv and tzitzis? And then, before the Mishnah on Beis, we're going to discuss at which stage of the processing of Pishtan does Pishtan become Mekabel Tuma and therefore also become Puzzle for Schach. And if we get to it, the Mishnah at the very end of the Daf is going to discuss how only Pishtan is the product of a tree that can be used as a wick, and a Pishtan is also the only product of a tree that even when it's serving as an Oel HaMeis, it itself becomes Tameh. So let's begin, again, four lines from the bottom of the page, Ularava Diyamar. So says the Gemara, Ularava Diyamar, Shloshal Shloshal B'Shar B'Gadim Mikabinai. According to Rava, that the idea if you have a beged that's 3x3 Tfachim, and it is made out of something other than a Tzemer Opishtim, that's a machlokes between the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Tandabe Rabbi Shmuel, whether it can become Tameh. So the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Islay, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar would hold it can become Tameh, and the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel less lay, and the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel holds it would not be able to become Tameh. So Shloshal Shloshal B'Shar Begadim, this din, that's something that's 3x3 Tfachim large, but it is not made of Tzemer Pishtin, Minale. Where does Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar learn that such a Beged can become Tameh with Tumas Sheretz, with regular Tumas Maga? The fact that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is Mechalik between every other Yotzei Minayetz, that's Mekabel Tumah only if it's 3x3 Tfachim versus Pishtan, which is Mekabel Tumah even if it's only 3x3 at Zbaos, you see that he's moded to the basic Binyanav that the Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel was darshan from Negaim. Otherwise, why would he distinguish between them? So once you're moded to the basic Binyanav, where do you learn this din of Kabbalah's Tumah by Shar Begadim that are not Semer or Pishtan when they're 3x3 Tfachim? From the Binyanav, we should have said that anything that's not Semer or Pishtan doesn't have tumah at all. So if you're going to learn this binyanav that distinguishes semer pishlin from everything else, so totally distinguish it from everything else and say that anything that's not semer pishlin should not be makabel tumah. Where do you get the idea that it is makabel tumah, but only if it's a larger size, only if it's 3x3 tfachim? Where does that come from? So nafka may o beged. He learns it from a riboy in the pasuk when it talks about tumah shratzim. The word o in the pasuk is extra. Detanya, because the brisa tells us when the Torah tells us about tumah shratzim, the pasuk actually says v'chol asher yipal alav mehem b'mosam yitma mikol kli eitz. Oh, beged. So beged, ein liela beged. From the word beged, if it only would have said mikol kli eitz beged without the word o, so I would only know that a beged that's made out of tzemer pishtum could be mekabel tuma from a sheretz. That I would learn that out from binyanav from negayim. The word beged is used by negay tzara'as, and beged over there means only tzemer pishtum. So too, when it says beged by tumas maga, it's also only tzemer pishtum. Shlosha shlosha b'shar begad minayin. How do I know that 3x3 tfachim of other materials, other textiles, besides for Tzemer Pishtan, are also Mekabel Tumah? Tabalomar, O Beged. That's why it says, O Beged, the extra O, that even Shar Begadim are Mekabel Tumah. So that's how Rava explains that drasha. But we only derive that it's Tamei with Tumah Shratzim. But as far as Tumas Negayim, Rava is Moda, that only Tzemer Pishtan becomes Tamei with Tumas Negayim, like the Gemara that we learned yesterday. Because by Negayim, we had two separate miyutim to exclude sharminim, one to be memayit sharminim that are shlosh al shlosha and that are shlosh al shlosh, and the other to be memayit sharminim that are shlosh al shlosha. So we already know that sharminim are not going to be makabel tumas negayim. So any riboy that we have that sharminim are makabel tumah has to be just about tumas sharetz. Now in the chidush from Yuchasim Lerani, he says, okay, so we've discussed tumas negayim and tumas sharetz. What about every other kind of tumah? What about shichva zera touches a beged? That's not tzemer pishtan. Does it become tamei? So the chidushim Yuchasim Loran writes that the riboy that it says by shratzim doesn't mean only shratzim. It means any tumah that's similar to shratzim, tumas meis and shichva zera and everything else that a beged made out of non tzemer pishtan, if it's 3x3 tvachim, is susceptible to tumah. However, the Rashba implies otherwise. The Rashba implies that this is only as far as Tumas Shratzim is concerned, but when it comes to Shar Tumos, the Shar Tumos would be associated with Tumas Negaim, and any Beged that's not made of Tzemer or Pishtun would not be subject to Shar Tumos, just like it's not subject to Tumas Negaim. The Abaye, and Abaye who disagrees with Rava and thinks that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar agrees with the Tana de Ber Rabbi Ishmael, that all other Begadim that are not Tzemer or Pishtun are not Mekabel any form of Tumah, even if they're 3x3 Tfachim, hi, O Beged, my Avid Leis. So what's Abaye going to do with the phrase O beged? So mi bayle the rabos shalosh al shalosh bitzemer upishtim demitame bishratzim. He uses it to teach that a beged that's as small as 3x3 etzbaos, if it's made out of tzemer pishtim, can become tamei bishratzim. The word beged only teaches us that a woven material that's 3x3 tfachim can become tamei. O has to tell me that even if it's so much tinier, even if it's 3x3 etzbaos, but again, provided it's tzemer pishtim, that it's going to become tamei. V'rava gali rachmana gabei negayim v'huadun l'shratzim. And Rava says, nah, I don't need a separate lima to tell me that a 3x3 etzbaos beged of tzemer pishtim is mekabel tumas shratzim. It's mekabel tumas negayim. So once the Torah tells me that it's mekabel tumas negayim, memeila, it's mekabel tumas shratzim as well. Why would I think that it would be mekabel tumas negayim and not tumas shratzim? And Abaye says, no, you do need a drasha, because you cannot derive just from the fact that it's mekabel tumas negayim that a 3x3 etzbaos beged is mekabel tumas shratzim as well, because he can lemifrach malin negayim shekein shesive erev mitame behem. There are certain chumras that you have by negayim that even something that's not really made into a textile yet, it's just a shesive erev, it's just the threads in both different directions that are mitame ben negayim. So you see, there are certain chumras of tumas negayim that you don't have by tumas shratzim. So don't tell me, says Abaye, that just because the Torah already says that a beged that's 3x3 etzbaos is metame, it becomes tame with tumas negayim, that's automatically going to become tame with tumas shratzim. No, maybe it's only tame with tumas negayim because tumas negayim is so chamur. The idach, and Rava would respond back, Rava who does learn the din of shalosh al shalosh by tzemer upishtan that it's metame b'shratzim from the fact that it's metame b'negayim, He would say, well, if you really think Negaim is more chamor than Shratzim, and that's why you cannot learn from Negaim to Shratzim that if something that's 3x3 at Zbaos is Metame, well then Lichtov Rachman Agabe Shratzim V'leisu Negaim Inayu. Well then the Torah never should have told us this din of 3x3 at Zbaos by Negaim. It should have told us the din of 3x3 at Zbaos by Shratzim, and then I would have a Kal V'chomer that if 3x3 at Zbaos is large enough to be Mekabel Tumas Shratzim, then Kal V'chomer it's going to be Mekabel Tumas Negaim, which is more chamor. So it must be that Negaim is not really more chamor. V'idach, and according to Abaye, if it only would have said the din of Shalosh al Shalosh by Shratzim, Negaim Mishratzim Loasu. It's not that Negaim is more chamor. It's that each one has a chumrah that the other doesn't have. And therefore, I would never be able to derive one from the other. Just like I cannot derive Shratzim from Negaim, because Negaim is even Tameh when it's Siv Erev, I cannot derive Negaim from Shratzim either. Dika lemifrach mala Shratzim shekin metameh bekadasha, because Shratzim are metameh even when it's only the size of an adasha. Even a very tiny sheretz is able to transmit tuma, as opposed to tumas negayim, where you don't have such a din of the size of an adasha. By tumas negayim, in order for a nega to be tameh, it has to be the size of a gris, which is much larger than the size of an adasha. A gris is a type of bean also, just like an adasha is, but it's a much larger bean. The Mishnah in the sixth parak of Negayim tells us that a gris is the amount of space that 36 hairs, width of 36 hairs take up, which is the size of 9 adashim. So obviously it's way bigger than Bika Adasha. So therefore, says Abaye, you cannot derive one from the other, Tumas Shratzim to Tumas Negayim to Tumas Shratzim, and therefore I need Obeged, I need the Riboy in the Pasuk to tell me that a Beged of Tzemer or Pishtun that's 3x3 etzbos is Mekabel Tumas Negayim, and I need a Pasuk to tell me that it's Mekabel Tumas Shratzim. How do I know this din that Sheretz is Metameh Bika Adasha with the size of an Adasha? Because the Torah, when it comes to Tumas Shratzim, it says Kolanogea Behem Bimosam Yitma Ad Ha'erev. So Bahem implies that they're only Metameh when they're intact, when they're Shalem. But on the other hand, the next Pasuk says V'kala Asher Yipal Alav Mehem Bimosam. Mehem implies that even a piece of a sheretz is mitame. So the Gemara in Meseches Chagiga and Meseches Nazir darshins that sometimes even a chelek of a sheretz is mitame. So when is even a chelek of a sheretz mitame, and when do you need the full sheretz? So that depends. The chelek of a sheretz that's as large as some sort of full sheretz would be mitame. What is the smallest full size sheretz? It is a chomet, which is the size of an adasha. So that's how I know that Tumas Shratzim is transmitted bika adasha, that even if it's a piece of a sheretz, but the size of an adasha, it's able to transmit tuma. Good, so that is the Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Now, we had mentioned previously that there was this Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael that learned from Negayim that whenever the word Beged is used in the Torah Stam, it always means Tzemer u'Pishtan. And therefore, any Beged made out of any other min, any other textile, is not Mekabel Tuma at all. So Abaye now brings a second Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael that seems to disagree with the first Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael, and we're going to have three ways of how to deal with the stira between the two of them. So again, our previous Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael taught us, according to Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael, who's Machlokes, but Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael taught us that anything that's not Tzemer u'Pishtan is not Mekabel Tuma, period, full stop, not any kind of tuma, not tumas maga, not tumas negayim, no kind of tuma. So Amar Abaye, hi Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael, mapik, meidach Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael. We have another Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael that goes against the first Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael. The Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael, because it's the Tana Debei Rabbi Ishmael darshined when it comes to tumas shratzim, the Torah used the term beged. So if it would have said mikol kli eitz u beged without the word o, ainli ela beged semer pishtim, I would only know that a beged that's made out of tzemer pishtim is mekabel tumas shratzim, just like only a beged made out of tzemer pishtim is mekabel tumas negayim. Minayin l'rabos tzemer gemalim v'tzemer arnavim v'notzah shalizim. How do I know that even camel wool and rabbit wool and goat hair v'hashirayin and a silkworm and v'hakelech and a beged that's made from whatever from the psolas of of silk, vasrikin, and a beged that's made from softer silk. Talmud, how do I know all of those things, all of those textiles are also going to become tame from a sheretz? Talmud lomar, o beged. That's why it says the extra o to tell me that all sorts of begadim can become tame from a sheretz. So here we have two Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel's. The first Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel told me any other textile besides ritzam rupishim can never become tame, period. That's it. No form of tuma. And the second time the Rebbe Shmuel says, oh, tsemer gemalim, tsemer arnavim, all sorts of textiles can become tameh with tumas shratzim. So how do we deal with it? So the first way of dealing with it is the way Abaye did. Abaye said, okay, it's mapik meidach from the Rebbe Shmuel, it's machlokas between two brises in the academy of Rabbi Yishmael. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, a different way to deal with the stira. Ki lesle lahach tana de Rebbe Shmuel b'shar begadim shalosh al shalosh. Shalosh al shalosh islay. We're misunderstanding that first Tanya de Rebbe Shmuel, says Rabbi. You think the first Tanya de Rebbe Shmuel is telling you that any other textile besides ritzam or pishtim is not makabel tuma at all? No! It's telling you it's not makabel tuma when it's only 3x3 etzbos. But if it were 3x3 tfachim, then it would be makabel tuma. So says Gemara, but wait, v'arava udamar shalosh al shalosh b'shar begadim Rebbe Shmuel ben Elazar islay l'tanya de Rebbe Shmuel leslay. Rava is the one who told us that according to the Tanya de Rebbe Shmuel, any beged made out of other textiles is not makabel tuma at all. Period. Full stop. Rav is the one that told us that Tanya de Rebbe Shmuel rejects any form of tumas shratzim for shar begadim. So now all of a sudden Rav is going to tell us that the Tanya de Rebbe Shmuel holds that shar begadim are makabel tumas shratzim. So says Gemara, hadbe Rav meahi. Yeah, Rav changed his mind from what he originally said, and now he holds like Abaye that the Tanya de Rebbe Shmuel and Rishon ben Elazar are actually in agreement with each other. It's just that Rav and Abaye disagree as far as what they hold, but both Rav and Abaye think that the Tanya de Beit Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar agree with each other. According to Rava, both Tanaim would hold that. According to Abaye, they both hold that all tuma only applies to tzemer u'pishtin. And according to Rava, according to both Tanaim, the tumas negayim is not going to apply to anything other than tzemer u'pishtin, but tumas shratzim will apply to other textiles as long as it's 3x3 tfachim, not just 3x3 etzbaos. V'i bayaseima, or it could be that Rava didn't change his mind and he agrees to Abaye that the first Tanya de Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel holds that only Tzemer u'Pishtim becomes Tameh with Shar Tumos, and just like only Tzemer u'Pishtim becomes Tameh with Tumas Nigaim, and the second Tanya de Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel is so sure the first Tanya de Rebbe Rabbi Shmuel, but Rav Papa Amara, the Maimer that we said in the name of Rava, that there's no machlokas between the two Tanaim, was not really Rava, it was Rav Papa. The Rav Papa Amar, because the Rav Papa explains that when the first Tanya de Rebbe Shmuel says that just like the beged that it says by Negayim is Dafka Tzemer Upishtam Af Kol, so to every time the word beged is used in the Torah, it's La Asuye Kalayim. What does he mean, Af Kol? He means to tell me the din of Shatness, that Shatness is also only Tzemer Upishtim. That's what we learned from Negayim, that the Isra of Kalayim only applies when you mix Tzemer and Pishtim together, and not when you mix any other textiles. But as far as when the word beged for Tumas Shratzim is concerned, we don't learn anything out from Negayim, because the Pasuk O Beged that it says by Shratzim teaches us that all Minim are Makabel Tumas Shratzim, and that's like the second Tanya de Beit Rabbi Shmuel. So essentially, the first Tanya de Beit Rabbi Shmuel says what we thought he said, that all other begadim, all other textiles, not Makabel Tumas at all, and the second Tanya de Beit Rabbi Shmuel says what we thought he said, that other begadim that are not tzemer u'pishtim are mekabel tumas shratzim if they are large enough. What do you do with the fact that it says that beged and o beged is l'rabos only tzemer u'pishtim and not anything else? That beged tells me only tzemer u'pishtim af kol. No, af kol means that there is another din outside the world of tuma that only applies to tzemer u'pishtim. What only applies to tzemer u'pishtim? That's the din of shatness. Shatness only applies to tzemer u'pishtim. But tuma shratzim and achinami could apply even to other textiles as well. So says Gemara, Shatnas, Klayim, Behedik, Sivibay, Lo Silva, Shatnas, Semrul, Pishtim, Yachtav. By Shatnas, you don't need to learn from Nigaim that Shatnas only applies to Semrul, Pishtim. That's Beferish in the Torah, that Shatnas is defined as Semrul, Pishtim. So says Gemara, Salkatai Techamina, Hanimili, Derech Levisha. I would have thought that Shatnas is defined as Semrul, Pishtim only when you are wearing the Shatnas, Aval Baha'Allah, but when you just put it over your body, but not Derech Levisha, which is also an Isser of Shatnas, and it doesn't say in that Pasuk, in the Pasuk about Ha'la'as Shatnas, it doesn't say anything about Semer Opishtim. So I would think Kultre Mini Yasser, I would think any two Minim, any two textiles that are interwoven with each other would become Aser. That's why I need the limit from Negaitin, that all Isserim of Shatnas, or both Isserim of Shatnas, both the Isser Levisha of Shatnas and the Isser Ha'la'a of Shatnas, both only apply to Semer Opishtim. So says Gemara, V'lav kal v'chomer hu, umal levisha dekamasani kuli gufe miklayim amr tzemer opishtim in, midi achrini lo, halal lo kol shekein. Well, why do I need a separate limud for that? If levisha is a stronger form of the Isser of Shatnas, if even the strongest form of the Isser of Shatnas only applies to tzemer opishtim, then isn't it obvious that the weaker form of the Isser of Shatnas, of halal, should only apply to tzemer opishtim? Elad Rav Papa bedusahi. So what you have to say is that when Rav Papa says that af kol comes to tell me a din that Shatnas only applies to Tzemer Opishtim, that's incorrect. That's not really true. The din of Kalayim is Mefurish in the Torah. The din of Shatnas is Mefurish in the Torah. I don't need to derive it from Negaim. So what do I derive from Negaim? Tumas Shratzim. So Rav Papa is incorrect. So now the Gemara moves on to a third way to reconcile or to deal with the stira between the two Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel's. And now we're going to move into a little bit more familiar territory because we're going to get into the discussion of tzitzis. So again, the first time the Beir Rabbi Shmuel taught us that anything that's not Semer Opishtim is just not Mekabel Tumah, period, full stop, that's it. And the second time the Beir Rabbi Shmuel told us that anything that's not Semer Opishtim is Mekabel Tumas Shiratzim, just not Tumas Negaim, provided that it is 3x3 Tvachin. So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar Af Kol, that when we say Af Kol, Semer Opishtim, that we learn from Negaim to other Parshios in the Torah, it wasn't to tell me about Tumas Shiratzim, but rather, Lasui Et Tzitzis. It's coming to tell me about Tzitzis, that the Chiv of Tzitzis is only going to be operative on a Beged of Semer Opishtim, but any other textile is Pater from Tzitzis. But as far as Kabbalah's Tumas Maga, we learn from O Beged that it says by Shratzim that all sorts of Begadim are Mekabel Tumas Maga, even if they're Shalosh al Shalosh Etzbaos. You don't even need them to be 3x3 Tfachim. So Tzitzis, Be'ed Yiksev, says Gemara, wait, I need a Pasuk. I need the Af Kol, the limit from Negaim, to tell me that tzitzis is only good, that a beged is only chayiv in tzitzis if it's made from Semer Opishtim. There's a beferish of pasuk. Pasuk says in Dvarim Chav Beis, Lo Silba Shatnis Semer Opishtim Yachtov. The pasuk continues, Uksiv Gedilim Tasalucha. And the very next pasuk says that you should put tzitzis on your clothing. So from the smichus of the two psukim, we learn that that begadim that are made out of the same minim that we just identified as Shatnas are chayiv and tzitzis, but begadim that are not made of those minim of Semer Opishtim are pater from tzitzis. So why do I need to learn that from Negaim? So says Gemara, no, salkadai techamina kidarava, because I would have had a havamina that the smichus of these two psukim is not telling me what min of beged, what kind of textiles are chayiv and tzitzis. It's coming to tell me that the tzitzis strings themselves need to be made out of Semer Opishtim, like Rava said, the Rava Rami, because Rava asked the stira between two psukim and that it says by tzitzis. Ksiv, on the one hand, the pasuk tells me by tzitzis hakanaf. It says vasulam tzitzis al kanfei b'gdeim l'dorosam v'nosam al tzitzis hakanaf psil tcheles. So the word hakanaf is extra because it already said al kanfei b'gdeim. So it could have just said v'nosam al tzitzis psil tcheles. Why does it have to say hakanaf? We learn from there min kanaf, that the type of string you're supposed to use is supposed to match the beged that you're putting it on. So if you have a cotton beged, use cotton strings. If you have a silk beged, use silk strings. Uksiv, but the pasuk also says Semer Opishtim Yachtav. The pasuk also says Semer Opishtim in the context of tzitzis, because it says Shatnas, and then the very next pasuk talks about tzitzis. So haketzad, how do we reconcile the two? When do we assume that tzitzis has to be it could be any, just the min kanaf, and when do we assume it has to be dafkat Semer Opishtim? So what we darshan is, says Rav, Semer pishim potrin bein b'minan bein shelo b'minan. If you can use wool or linen strings, that works for any type of beged. Shar minim b'minan potrin shelo b'minan bein potrin. You want to use cotton strings? Only on a cotton beged. You want to use any other type of string that's not samra pishtam, only on such a beged. That's that same type as the string. So sal kedaita kederava. So we would have thought that Rava's drasha is correct, and therefore all other begadim are chayiv in tzitzis under the rice level. It doesn't only have to be wool and linen. It's just that when you use when you're putting tzitzis in other begadim, you just have to make sure that the strings are either wool or linen, or that they match the beged that you're using. But they're all chayiv in tzitzis. That's what I would have thought. So kamash malan. That's what the Tanya Rabbi Shmuel is telling me. Not that way. That we learn from a binyanav from Negayim that when it says beged by tzitzis, the only type of beged that's chayiv in tzitzis is a beged of tzemer pishtun, is a beged that is the type of beged that is subject to the iser of shatness, and that is subject to tumas negayim. So because there would have been a hava mina to darshan like Rava, that even shar mina marchayiv in tzitzis, that's why I need a special limud from negayim that only tzemer pishtim are chayiv in tzitzis, other begadim are not chayiv in tzitzis. So what do I do with the pasuk of hakanaf? So it's not coming to tell me about the min of the chut, about what type of string to use. So it must be telling me that the mitzvah of tzitzis is fulfilled with two colors, that you put a psil tcheles, which is two strands of tcheles, al tzitzis hakanaf, meaning you have another two strands that are the same color as the kanaf. That's how Rashi explains that two strands are supposed to be blue, because that's or whatever color tcheles is, and two other strands are supposed to be the same color as the beged itself. And begadim are typically white, and therefore that's what we call the mitzvahs lavan, that the two other strands are supposed to be white. That's what we learn from min kanaf. That's one of the tainas people have when you say, what's the downside? Even if you're not 100% certain that the tcheles that we have is the real tcheles, so what would be the downside of wearing it? So some people say, well, the downside would be that you're not fulfilling min kanaf, because min kanaf tells me that the strings that are not tcheles have to be the same color as the beged. Of course, the simple response to that is that, that's for the two strands that are not supposed to be tcheles. They have to be the color of the beged. But the two strands that are supposed to be tcheles, there's no din that they have to be the color of the beged. They're actually supposed to be tcheles. So you are fulfilling min kanaf with the two strands that are not supposed to be tcheles. So according to Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak, it turns out that the Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel derives from negayim to tzitzis that only a beged of tzemer pishtim is chayiv. And as far as Kabbalah's tumas shratzim, we learn from o beged that it says by shratzim that even non tzemer pishtim can become tameh with tumas shratzim. So ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Acha b'rei de Rava l'Ravashi, the Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. According to what the way Rav Nachum Yitzchak explained, the Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel, Maishna le'inyan tumah demarbi. Why is it that when it came to tumas shratzim, meaning why is it that tumas sheretz is a different din than tzitzis when it comes to tumas shratzim? Even though from the binyanav from nega we should learn that beged that it says by shratzim is dafka tzemer upishtim, and yet we're still marbe shar begadim d'chsiv o beged. We still learn from the word o beged that other textiles are included in tumas shratzim, sachanami. So why don't we say the same thing when it comes to tzitzis? Lema the rabbis shar begadim me asher techaseba. Why don't we use the pasuk asher techaseba to tell me that there's an extra ribui that not only are tzemer pishtim chayiv in tzitzis, but other begadim chayiv in tzitzis as well? So it says Gemara, hu la suye ksusuma hu da'asa, because we already need asher techaseba to tell me that a ksusuma is chayiv in tzitzis, that a beged of a blind person is chayiv in tzitzis. Why would I think otherwise? Titania, we have a brisa that tells us as follows. By tzitzis it says uri isem oso. So prat luksos lailu, uri isem oso is telling me that a beged that's designated for nighttime, we discussed the machlokas rishonim the other day, whether that means a beged that's designated for pajamas, or a beged that you happen to be wearing during the nighttime, but is not designated for nighttime. But let's assume designated. Let's assume like the rov rishonim. So if a beged designated for nighttime is patur from tzitzis, because you can't see tzitzis at night. So in fact, that's the definition of morning, is when you're able to be makir the strings of the tzitzis. tzitzis. So atomer prat luksus laila, awenu ela prat luksus suma. So is that, so we learn, are we sure that a recent so is telling me that a ksus laila is pat from tzitzis? Maybe a ksus suma is pat from tzitzis, because the suma also can't see. So kishuomer, asher techase ba, that's why I have the phrase, asher techase ba, hare ksus suma amur, to tell me that a ksus suma is chayv in tzitzis. So amani mekayim a recent so, so what are we excluding from the chiv of tzitzis when we say a recent so? Prat luksus laila, must be excluding ksus laila. So essentially I have one riboy and one miut to tell me that there's one thing that cannot be seen that's chayiv in tzitzis, and another thing that cannot be seen that's pater from tzitzis. And we decided that a ksus suma is chayiv in tzitzis, and a ksus laila is pater from tzitzis. So ask the Gemara, umari yisal rabbis ksus suma ulaotz ksus laila. How did you make that decision? That a ksus suma should be the thing that's chayiv in tzitzis, and a ksus laila should be that which is pater from tzitzis. I would have thought the opposite, or I could have just as easily thought the opposite. Answers the Gemara, marba niksus suma sheyeshna b'ri'ia eitzel acherim. The reason a blind person's beged is chayiv in tzitzis is because it is seen, just not by the blind person, but it's seen by everybody else. So since the whole rest of the world can see that beged, so that's why it's chayiv in tzitzis. Umotzi aniksus laila she'ina b'ri'ia eitzel acherim. But ksus laila is not seen, meaning in that no one can see it during the nighttime. So therefore, ksus laila is exempt from tzitzis, whereas ksus suma is chayiv in tzitzis. So the idea that other people see plays a role when it comes to blind people. That's also why pokeach ivrim is a bracha that's recited by blind people, because other people can see, and the fact that other people can see helps them out. It can guide them, so they say such a bracha as well. I have a friend who happens to be blind who told me that when he became blind, that was his first shayla, is whether you should say the bracha of pokeach. And that was the answer that he got to that shayla. So ve'emel l'rabel shar begadim. So asked the Gemara, how do I know that asher techasaba comes to tell me that ksusuma is chayiv in tzitzis? Maybe it has nothing to do with ksusuma. Maybe it has to do with other begadim that are not tzemer u'pishtim. So says Gemara, mistavra kayib tzemer u'pishtim marbe tzemer u'pishtim. That since we're talking about tzemer u'pishtim, that whatever we're going to be marbe is still going to be within the category of only tzemer u'pishtim. But kayib tzemer u'pishtim. It wouldn't make as much sense that if we're in the middle of discussing Tzemer u'Pishtim, that all of a sudden we're going to be Marbe Shar Begadim, that we're going to say that other Begadim are also going to be Chayiv in Tzitzis. So this has come up already a few times over the last couple of days about what types of Begadim are Chayiv in Tzitzis. We've already pointed out that it is a Machlokas Rishonim, just like we have a Machlokas in the Gemara over here, whether a Begad that's not made out of Tzemer u'Pishtim is Chayiv in Tzitzis to Araisa. It's a Machlokas Rishonim out of Paskin La'alacha, whether a Begad that's not Tzemer u'Pishtim is Chayiv in tzitzis on a daraisa level. We pointed out that the Rif and the Rambam are the opinion that only tzemer u'pishtim is chayiv midaraisa, and all the other poskim assume, all the other rishonim assume, the large majority of other rishonim assume that all begadim are chayiv in tzitzis midaraisa, and it breaks down as machlokas mechaber and the Rambam, that the mechaber holds that only tzemer u'pishtim is chayiv in tzitzis on a daraisa level, and the Rambam holds that even non tzemer u'pishtim tzitzis are begadim are chayiv in tzitzis on a daraisa level. Everybody holds that they're chayiv on a drabanan level, that if you have a cotton baguette, it's for sure chayiv on a drabanan level, so you can't not put tzitzis on it, you have to put tzitzis on it. The question is, what kind of mitzvah are you fulfilling when you put tzitzis on it? A mitzvah d'oraisa or a mitzvah midrabanan? I mentioned last week that some of the great tzaddikim who are makbid about every single chumrah in the book still wear a cotton baguette of tzitzis, because so a few people sent me emails challenging me on that, asking how could that possibly be true. Even their young yeshiva bachur who just came home from his first year learning in Eretz Yisrael is makbid to wear wool tzitzis. You mean to tell me the Stipler Gaon and the Chazon Ish were not makbid to wear wool tzitzis? So yes, I mean to tell you that. The Orchus Rabbeinu in Chelek Aleph on page Yir Ches quotes that the Chazon Ish and the Stipler wore a cotton beged, and the Vilna Gaon wore a cotton beged as well. So there are many explanations on the Maisa Rav and others that try to explain why they didn't take on this chumrah, which is unusual that you have to explain why somebody didn't take on a chumrah. Ashkenazi psak stands for Ashkenazi psak. First of all, you know, even if you're a Sephardi, you're allowed to wear a cotton beged. You're just only doing a mitzvah d'rabbanan, not a mitzvah d'oraisa. But standard Ashkenazi psak is that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But these are great tzaddikim that were known to take on every chumrah in the book. So it's an interesting discussion as to why they didn't take on the chumrah. I have this discussion in my first sefer in Siman Aleph. What would be the enough Kamina, whether a beged is chayiv and tzitzis on a darais level or a darabanan level. Either way, you got to put tzitzis on the beged. You got to put the tchela. You got to do everything. You got to put the, you know, do the mitzvah. It's got to be the right size. It's got to be everything. So what's the nafkamina? So the Mishnah Brura brings three nafkaminas. One nafkamina, the Mishnah Brura says, is that if you're trying to fulfill mitzvahs d'oraisa, mitzvahs on a higher level, then you would want to be extra makbid to wear a beged that is chayiv on the d'oraisa level. Second nafkamina, let's say there's some sort of suffix about the beged, so there's some sort of suffix about the size, whether it's chayiv and tzitzis or not. So the rule is suffix d'rabbanan l'kula, suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. So mele, you're going to be chayiv and tzitzis if it's a beged that's chayiv on a daraisa level. Another nafkamina would be, what happens if your tzitzis become pasul and you're in a public place and it would be embarrassing to take off your talis in front of everybody else? Meaning, we think of a talis as an outer garment, but if it was your primary garment that happened to have four corners, so what do you do then? If the chayiv of tzitzis is drabanan, you could wait until you get home, because kavod abrios is doche in iser drabanan. But if the chayiv is a chayiv d'oraisa, so when your tzitzis becomes pasul, without dal kanfos, you're going to have to take it off right away in order not to be mevatel the mitzvah sasei, because when it comes to din d'oraisa, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud tells us that ein chachma, ein etza, ein tfuna neged Hashem, and you have to take off the tzitzis right away. Even though, according to many achronim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siman Yud Gimel, b'makom genai gadol, kavod abrios could even be docha anisa d'oraisa b'shevi al taseh, but you'd have to really rush to take care of that, as opposed to if it was only Nisa Drabanan, you wouldn't have to rush to take care of it. The Pashas of the Gemara, Mesechus Brachas, sounds like that if it's Nisa Daraisa, that's B'Shevi Al Taseh, that you would be allowed to keep the beged on, as long as, for the concerns of Kavod Abrios. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter now. We had previously learned that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, you can't use for Schach, you can't use Pishton for Schach, because it's Mekabel Tumas Negoim. So now we're going to bring another Tana that holds the same way. Amar Abayi, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, v'sumchus amru davar echad. Both Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar and Sumchus are in agreement about this, that something that's Mekabel Tumas Negoim cannot be used for Schach, even though it's not Mekabel any other kind of Tuma. If a mace touches it, a sheretz touches it, it doesn't become Tame. It's only Mekabel Tumas Negoim. That's enough to passel it for Schach. So Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar hade amaran. We already said the Braisa in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar that you can't use Pishtan for Schach. He didn't say you can't use a Beged Pishtan for Schach. He apparently holds that even bundles of Pishtan that have had Nefitza done, even if it hasn't been spun into threads, you're already not allowed to use as Schach. And if you have Chute Pishtan that haven't been woven yet, you're already not allowed to use them as Schach, because they're Mekabel Tumas Negoyim, even though they're not Mekabel any other kind of Tuma. And Sumchus, where do we see that Sumchus agrees? D'tanya, Sumchus Omer, Sikcha B'tavoy Psula, that if you are Mesakei Chasuka with Pishtan that is spun thread, it's Pasul, Mepresha Metame B'Negayim, because it's Metame with Tumas Negayim. So Keman, who is Sumchus assuming like when he says that Pishtan that's spun becomes Tame B'Tumas Negayim even before it went through a Libun process? So Kiaitana, Sumchus assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Meir as it appears in the following Mishnah. D'tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Negayim that if you have shasi ve'erev, you have a clump of strands of the vertical and the horizontal strands made out of tzemer pishtan mitami b'negayim yad. As soon as you spin those threads, they're immediately able to be mekabel tumas negayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda Omer hashasi mi sheyishola, that the shasi threads become tame when you take them out from the pot that you cook them in order to be malabin them, in order to whiten them. Va'erev miyad, and the erev strands are tame right away. Va'unin shel pishtan, and bundles of pishtan that are menupats but are not spun at all are misha yislabnu, become tame as soon as you're mislabbing them in the oven. So Sumchus holds like Rabbi Meir that the shasis threads are mitame right after the spinning, and that's why they're pasul l'sikuch. As soon as they're able to become tame, they're pasul to be used for schach. All of that is the way way Rashi in the first explanation of Rashi explains the Gemara. However, Rashi then has a second explanation where when the Gemara says Keman, it's explaining who Abaye holds like that even Agudos Shel Pishtan that haven't been spun at all are Mekabel Tumas Negaim, because he's explaining that Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, when he says Chutz Mi Pishtan, is Pishtan even in its raw state is Pasul L'Sikuch, because even in its rawest state it's already Mekabel Tumas Negaim, even though it hasn't been turned into a Beged at all. So even Agudos of Pishtan become Tameh Ben Negaim before they're spun at all. So that's what the Gemara says. Oh, who's Abaye going like? Not like Rabbi Meir. We're identifying now that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, that Unin Shel Pishtan or Metameh Ben Negaim Mishe Yislabnu. So those are two interpretations of how to read this last line of Gemara. Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful day, have a safe day, and Be'ezras Hashem, we'll see you tomorrow.